This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining us now on the program is Jordan Nigro from the Zach Gordon Youth Center and members of the YEP crew. YEP is an acronym for Youth Employment in Parks. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Cheryl.
Terrific to have you. And Jordan, I'm going to have you start by introducing us to the two YEPers you have with you right now.
Okay. So I have with me today Roman Mahanyu and Garrett Klein, and we all have our masks on because we're all very close to each other right now, so hopefully you can hear us okay.
Okay, I think we can hear you just fine. I've got your volume pushed way up so our listeners don't miss a word of all the good stuff you have to share with us. Why don't we start by having you, Jordan, explain what YEP is all about?
Yeah, so it's Youth Employment in Parks, and it's a partnership that we developed. This is our fifth year of YEP, and we work with Southeast Alaska Independent Living to put together this program that is partially funded through Division of Oak Rehab, Department of Labor. And this year, we were able to get additional funding through the CARES Act. So we have two crews this year. For a little while, we thought we might not be able to do YEP at all. But then as the summer, you know, things kind of came more clear, we realized we could do it a little smaller. So we're just going to do a smaller version. And now we actually have our largest version, but we have two crews. So we have two crews of six, and each crew, we hire a peer mentor for each crew. And then we have an adult staff person that is the crew leader. So there are two today. We have a crew that's actually, which Roman and Garrett are both a part of the crew that is working here at the Zach today doing a bunch of beautification on our back outdoor area. But normally they're in the parks, and a lot of folks have seen them downtown this summer because with two crews and with COVID, we only really have one vehicle that's big enough to make sure we're transporting the crews in a socially distant, safest possible way. So one crew works downtown while the other crew is somewhere else around town, and then we switch back and forth. And this year we have been working with Vivian Mork, who has been meeting up with the crew two times, each crew once a week, to talk about place-based information and give them, you know, insights into the cultural history of the area and significance of where they're working. And so that's been a really fun addition this year. The kids have gotten to, you guys were tasting teas yesterday. Or no, that was the other food. You didn't get to do that yet, but you will. So they do lots of fun stuff, and I'll let them tell you a little bit about what they've been working on this summer.
Okay, terrific. Roman, why don't we start with you? What have been some of the projects you've been engaged with?
We've been engaged with working in Marine Park, which is the most interesting one to me. We've said multiple times that with the lack of tourists, it's been a lot easier to get it done. We power washed it, and we got a lot of, like, the grass that grows in between the cracks of the concrete, and we got to repaint some stuff and just make it look a lot nicer than it did, And we've gone to different places. Last week, we were also at Thunder Mountain's ballparks or baseball parks, and we got to do some cleaning up over there, too. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's such a huge community service. Thank you for the work you're doing to beautify our city. What have been some of the more fun things about the work?
What was that? I didn't hear you quite clearly.
The connections can be a little challenging working over the phone. But my question was, well, first of all, I thanked you for this tremendous community service to make our city so beautiful. And then I'm curious, what are some of the more fun things for you about this work? Why do you like it?
It's very rewarding, kind of, because you get to see, like, you see some of these parks, like, day to day. And you can see, like, oh, man, if there was just, like, a little bit work on it, it would look so much better. Like, I personally have thought that about a few parks that I've been to. and then being the person who gets to be the one to make it look nice, and then like go over there when you're not working and just see how good it looks. Like, it's pleasing to see and feel that kind of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. It's like, you did that. I did that.
You did that.
I imagine it gives you an all new perspective and appreciation as you walk around town. Garrett, how about you? What have been some of the projects that you have found rewarding this summer?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed, like Roman said, going around the parks and just seeing the change that we can do in these parks. And we go to them, and they're pretty gross, and they're pretty nasty, and be able to pick them up and really go back and say, you know, we did that, and really enjoy that for what it is. That's probably my most favorite part about that.
Mm-hmm. And this can go to both of you or either of you, but Jordan mentioned that you're also getting some education on the Deep Tlingit history here, and I'm wondering how that has maybe shifted your perspective on the community.
This is Roman. Could you repeat the question one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So it sounds like you also are, not only are you doing this great beautification projects, but you are also learning about the Tlingit history in the places that you're working. And I'm wondering how that may have shifted your perspective on these places.
It gives me a lot more deeper appreciation, learning a little bit more about the land and like certain things. What Vivian has told us is, like, she gives us a little bit, like, of insight and research on, like, certain type of plants, and she gives us the history, and sometimes she'll even tell us a little bit of stories, and knowing those stories and how they're connected to the land is very interesting, and it gives me a deeper appreciation than I already had.
Mm-hmm. Garrett, is there anything else you want to share about that?
Yeah, no, I just have to agree with the insight. It definitely... you know, she goes and she tells us this information about edible weeds and certain plants and her ancestors, and just really, really cool stories. And it's great to hear her talk about all this stuff. And it gives you better appreciation for where you're working, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. So what are some of the projects that you'll be working on through the summer? Do you know? Or maybe, Jordan, you might be able to share?
Well, right now they're working on the Lemon Creek Greenway. The other crew is working on that this week. And there will likely be more work on the Rainforest Trail. That's been an ongoing project that the YEP crews have been working on pretty much every summer. When you walk on that trail and you see the nice gravel all packed down, that was done by YEP crew. And then there will be, just this year, there's a particular focus on downtown and the waterfront, and just making sure that downtown stays nice and beautiful. And so they're having a lot of fun with that. They've been working on Cope Park a little bit, and they've also worked on Capitol Park a bit, and we'll continue. Capitol Park will probably be an ongoing project most of the summer. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff. They will probably do some work out at, our lodge out there, that the name just went totally out of my head. The old Saga Lodge.
Yeah. Yeah. Way out the road.
It'll come to me. My brain just. So they do that every year too, and help Christy out there and chop wood. I said Lemon Creek. I meant to say Duck Creek Greenway. So they're having lots of fun, and there'll be lots more projects to come. And one thing that is pretty neat this year is we will probably keep at least one crew on into September because of the CARES funding. We'll be able to do that. So that should be fun, and we'll see, you know, what they're up to in the fall, because usually we have had a, you know, hard stop date when school starts. But for some of our youth on the crew, we will probably be able to continue into September.
That's terrific. And you described this year as having the largest crew that you've had to date. Is that specifically related to the fact that you have this CARES funding in place?
Yeah, usually we have 10 crew members and one on one crew, and this year we have two crews of six. So we have 12 youth this year instead of 10, which is great, and it's really the six is a great size for crew members, wouldn't you say? It's kind of a nice.
Yeah, it's a good amount because there can be too many people,
yeah.
Which it gets crowded and it's just hard to breathe. And then there's perfect amount of six where it feels like everyone can get something done within the day.
Yeah. So we've been wanting to kind of get to smaller crew size anyway. So this has really worked out well. And, you know, the other thing I should mention is all of these crew, if you see them out, they have all been so wonderful about being very mindful of COVID and wearing their masks. And so they're like working hard with masks on all day. So I think that is pretty amazing. We weren't really sure how everyone was going to, you know, feel about that when we started. And everybody has just been great. So they're caring for our community in lots of ways.
It's really terrific. Roman, do you want to take a minute and share what a typical day is like? When do you start? How are the days structured?
Yeah. So the all days, like every week, usually starts out. Sometimes it's a little different depending on what week it is. In the mornings, when everyone is here, we do what we call a stretch circle, which is we have a question that we would like to answer, like, what is your favorite food, for an example? And then we would answer that question, and then we would, like, give a stretch. Like, you'd stretch your arms or you would stretch your legs, and, like, everyone would have to do that stretch. And then usually right after that, we have a mindful time to where we sit for a few minutes and we're just quiet and we kind of just, you know, just relax for a little before we start working. And then depending if we're working downtown or going to the valley, we circle up first and go – We circle up first with our crew leader. They go over what we're going to do for the day. And then after that, if we're downtown, we'll do what we call our rounds, which is walking to different parks. And we would have like a bucket and we'd put trash in it if there's any trash that we spot. And then we'd walk to the park that we're going to be working in for the rest of the day. And if we're going to the valley, we'll go to the bus that we use for transportation, and we go to our destination that we're going to be working in for the entire day.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to tell Cheryl a little bit about the education days, the days where you learn job skills stuff? Cheryl, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So on our education days, because of COVID, and I think because of the two groups, we switched them out so they're not on the same day. So for Pink Crew, which is the group me and Roman are in, we have our education days on Monday, which is from 9 to 1. And we've had firefighters come in. Vivian came in. Coast Guards were the Coast Guard group was supposed to come in, but they fortunately did not make it the other day. And then on Fridays is the Orange Cruise group, and they do the same thing that we do. So we split those short days in the weeks.
Mm-hmm. So, Garrett, can you speak to what some of the challenges of this work has been?
Yeah, so I think with what we are in right now, it's really difficult to wear a mask, but you have to be really aware of that, and especially because it's part of the job. So you have to be very aware of others and yourself included. Keeping up with everybody can be a little bit of a challenge. So being aware of what's happening and who's working at what, and being able to say, hey, you want to switch, right, without it being every 10 minutes switching jobs, which can be sometimes it feels needed, but for the most part, yesterday I was sanding all day. So being able to stay in a spot sometimes is easier than others, but the heat is something else that has kind of gotten to me. And Roman, I think you could agree with that.
Oh, yes.
We're both wearing long black pants in 65-degree weather, so.
Note that they are not complaining about the pouring down rain.
Well, I was sort of expecting that when I asked the question, that it's the elements is a challenging factor, but I certainly wouldn't have expected that it's the sunshine that makes it tough.
Dude,
but
hey, these are Alaskan, born and raised.
Young men. Yes. Yeah. So Roman and Garrett, is there anything else you'd like to share about this program and the work you're doing this summer?
Yeah, well, the program in itself is pretty great. You get to meet a lot of cool people. I made a few friends in this program. And the job itself is really rewarding, especially when you get to, like, when you think about when you first started and then when you're done with it and how just good it looks. Like, if you could take pictures and the before and after pictures, and it's just really satisfying to see. And it's a really great program, and I've been enjoying it so far, and I'm definitely planning on doing it again next year if that's an option.
Terrific.
Ooh, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. Garrett, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, this is more of an in general, I guess it isn't particular about this job, but just being aware of your trash. it's made me look at parks and say, there's a trash can 3 feet away. You know, you could have thrown it away. So just being aware of your trash. And if you ever have an opportunity to go do a community service, to go pick up trash, totally do it. It's worth it. You really it builds character. And it's a complete blast. So definitely do it if you have the chance.
All right. And Jordan, any final words you'd like to share?
No, I think these guys covered it very well. We are really proud of them and think that the YEP crew and their peer leaders are just awesome. And so if you see them out in the community, they have green shirts on and they'll either have pink or orange hats on, depending on which crew you see. And please feel free to thank them. And they're working hard for Juno.
All right. Well, Roman Mahanu, Garrett Klein, and Jordan Nigro, thank you so much for your time today. And truly, thank you so much for all this work you're doing to keep our community nice.
Of course, I enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah. Great. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Cheryl.